every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it. And may another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people.
The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people.
Praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens is his glory. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is enthroned on high and looks below the heavens, looks upon the heavens and the earth below? The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. He raises up the lowly from the dust. From the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with the princes of his own people. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I chose you from the world to go and to bear fruit that will last, says the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, as I said, is the Feast of Saint Matthias. Perhaps not a saint we often think of, but one who has an important place in the early history of the Church. Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles tells us the story of his becoming an apostle, and the Gospel is a story of hope, a story of love, although a hard lesson to always live on a daily basis. First reading, Acts of the Apostles, gives us an update on the goings-on of the apostles in the early days after the crucifixion of our Lord. We see Peter taking the lead and many faithful followers gathered together. And they recognized the need to fill the vacancy that was left by the betrayal of Judas and his subsequent suicide. And they referred to the scriptures as the validation for their actions. And as they consider the many followers from whom they are to choose a new apostle, two men rise to the top, Barsabas, also called Justus, and Matthias. Lots were cast, and Matthias won. I cannot help but think about the ways that all of us are chosen to be disciples, just like those two, just like Matthias. Chosen to be disciples and chosen to be responsible for spreading the news of the gospel. All of us are. We don't have to wait for lots to be cast. We have already been saved, and we have already been chosen and directed to go forth as disciples. I love the quote of St. Francis of Assisi, who once is said to have said, "Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words." Clearly, we are to live our lives in such a way, all of us are called to live our lives in such a way that we are living proof of our Savior. I remember when I was a child, just after the Second Vatican Council had run its course, and folk masses were a popular part of the liturgical landscape. And there was a hymn that we sang, and I can still hear it in my mind: "They will know we are Christians by our love." In other words, our actions, our every action, should be sufficient to show who we are, who we really are, and what we believe as Christians. And that song, or that hymn, leads beautifully into the message of the gospel. It's a gospel that is, John's gospel, that is full of messages of love. In fact, love is mentioned, I think, seven times in 10 lines. It seems that Jesus is trying to teach us something, trying to say something very clearly, make a point. But are we listening? Are we really listening? The line is simple. The message is simple. Love one another as I love you. Love one another as I love you. Yet the simplicity of those words belie the difficulty of living them. Even as we deeply love our family and close friends, there are times when their actions or their words may not be lovable. And we are challenged to react in a loving way. For the most part, I suspect we do remember how much we love them, and we can get beyond the issues at hand. But the greater challenge for me, at least, is to always show that love to others, to strangers, to those who do not want to be friends, to those who might not even be friendly. Do I freely love the stranger who cuts me off in traffic just a few minutes ago on the way here, or the person I read about in the violence that transpires around the world every day? Am I able to think of every person as a child of God, struggling with life as we all struggle with life? Perhaps they are full of fear instead of love and have some void in their lives. This kind of loving challenges me deeply, and it challenges all of us, I think. It forces me to look beyond my needs and my wants and my comfort zones, to look and try to understand the path that others take without judging them, with forgiveness is an everyday challenge for me, for anyone who claims to be a Christian. And it's a challenge I will continue to face, that we will continue to face as we journey along this struggle that we call life. Praise be Jesus Christ.